26-year-old Tural is one of many assistant physicians seeking to leave Turkey for Germany. Low salaries, long hours, and the risk of attack by patients are among the reasons they want out. Working in one of Istanbul's busiest public hospital emergency wards, Tural sees more than 500 patients a day. The Turkish Medical Association, which is the leading trade union for doctors here, says 9,000 doctors have resigned within the past 2 years.
When we stand upon our rights, they say doctors serve a lofty aim. But at the end of the day, this is how I earn my living. Yesterday, I paid 70 liras for a haircut. The state pays 150 liras to a surgeon for one cholecystectomy surgery. After three assault cases I faced, I immediately started taking German classes. I need to work another year here to save the necessary money.
250,000 health workers, doctors, and other medical personnel went on a one-day strike earlier this week, protesting poor wages and harsh working conditions. Union leaders say 100,000 doctors have been physically and verbally assaulted in the last 11 years, and at least 10 of them have been killed by patients. It's a similar situation for Utku, a dentist for 21 years and a single mom. She runs a small clinic in a low-income neighborhood of Istanbul, but can't make ends meet anymore as the Turkish lira loses value every day. She's considering moving to Dubai, where dentists can earn $120,000 a year or more.
When a patient comes for dental prosthesis, it can take 2 months to complete the treatment. The lira is losing value against foreign currencies every day. I pay euros for my materials, but I can't raise the patient's bill, so I lose my already narrow profit.
20,000 cases of COVID-19 are being reported daily. Doctors say the staff shortages could be handled through better administrative planning and government incentives.
It takes 10 to 12 years to become a specialist physician in Turkey, but more and more young doctors are planning to leave the country for better working and living standards elsewhere, and that could have serious consequences for the health sector here. Sinem Kösoğlu, Al Jazeera, Istanbul.